Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. My name is Faisal Karmali. My co-host here, Rob Gary. Rob, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's been another volatile week.
Yeah.
A lot of things happening.
Let's talk about the fight. Two different fights we're going to talk about on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Later on in the show, we're going to talk about how do you fight what's going on in your portfolio.
Yep.
How do you deal with that? But before we talk about that, let's talk about a fight that we saw happening with our very own Jamie Golombek. He put out an article about how he was taking on the CRA.
It's a tough fight.
This is a tough fight. A lot of people are interested in this. Got a lot of buzz on social media on this. And we wanted to talk about that because many Canadians have concerns about when they get assessed or audited by CRA. A lot of Canadians don't have deep pockets to hire lawyers to fight this. So, you know, I'd like to kind of understand how Jamie did this and his story on here. And so we've got Jamie Golombek, Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC. Jamie, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, let's fill it out really quickly for the overall of what happened. And then what was the process you went through to actually take on CRA?
Yeah, so I ended up doing this all on my own, which is why I wrote the story to tell other Canadians that it is possible if you invest the time to do this on your own, depending on how complex your case is. I thought my case was very straightforward, so I didn't need to hire lawyers or accountants or anything like that. I am an accountant myself, but you know, that being said, just caution that as I tell the story that your situation may be different and may be much more complex, in which case it probably is a good idea to at least get an initial opinion from a professional tax advisor, be an accountant or lawyer. But my story is very simple. March the 12th, I was working downtown in CIBC in our head office, corporate office. And I actually had tickets for the Leafs game that night. I was taking my son. And all of a sudden in the afternoon, NHL was canceled. And then we were told that evening that our work was canceled. Not canceled, but we were not to come back to the office. And that would last for years. And now we're back partially, but we're still basically working from home. So basically Friday the 13th, I basically started working from home for the first time in my life. Every day, and I'm still doing so for much of the time, although we have started to return to the office recently. And so for the 2020 tax year, I claimed my work from home expenses. Now, for many Canadians, the simple method was $2 a day. And for me, it just worked out better mathematically that I'd get a bigger deduction if I actually calculated my actual expenses and then prorated it based on the square feet that I use. So I'm sitting right now in that spare bedroom that I set up a couple of years ago, and I calculated that's about 10%, a little bit less than 10% of my house, and therefore I multiplied it out and I claimed a tax deduction. I got a letter from the CRA. Initially they allowed it, but I got a letter in the summer of 2021 asking for information. They wanted all the details of all my expenses and stuff like that. So I sent them a schedule I downloaded from online banking, all of my expenses, and I did the calculation of, you know, square footage, and I sent it to them along with my CIBC employer certificate that I T2200 that I'm working from home and the 777 schedule, and I sent all the information. And a few months later I heard back, denied. Not good enough. I was reassessed. The whole deduction was denied because I didn't actually provide all the actual account statements. So of all the utility bills and all the gas bills and the electric bills and all that stuff, they wanted all that. They didn't just want a listing and a download from online banking. So, you know, I went ahead and I spent an hour and a half one Sunday and went online. And fortunately, I keep everything in the cloud. You went online and downloaded all my, you know, monthly gas bills, my monthly electric bills, my Rogers, my internet, everything. And I sent them a PDF of like over 90 pages of all this detailed information with calculations and schedules. And I waited and waited, and I never heard back from them at all. And finally, eventually, I went online and I decided I'm going to file a notice of objection. So I just filed a simple objection, attached all that stuff electronically. And again, I waited and I didn't hear anything at all. There's an interesting rule in the Income Tax Act that says if you don't hear back from the CRA within 90 days of filing an objection, you can skip the CRA and go right to court. So I thought, you know what? I don't want to wait anymore. And I even went online and was told that my case was a medium complexity case, meaning it would take approximately 9 months to resolve. And I didn't want to wait 9 months to get my money back. So eventually I just filed an application to court. I did this myself, did it online, three lines, just typed it into the computer, sent them all the documentation. Literally 3 weeks later, I get a phone call from a lawyer from the CRA litigation division who reviewed my file and allowed basically everything. And then it had to go through a judge. A judge had to certify. So basically, it was an agreed to settlement, and I never actually went to court. But I think the messaging here is that yes, it can take a lot of time, but if you have an open and clear case, I mean, there was no controversial issues at all in my case. It was just a matter of documentation, and I had all the documentation. So luckily, I was successful, and I actually a couple of weeks ago got a refund. And the reason that I got a refund is because as soon as I got reassessed, I paid the tax because I knew I was right. And I paid the tax, and that way I got all my money back and interest as well. Unfortunately, I have to pay tax on that interest, but you know, it was a win for me. But it was a lesson, and a lesson that, you know, if you do believe that you are correct, you have a good case, go all the way. And if you have the time and the interest, I was quite interested in the case, then you certainly could pursue it on your own. Although, again, I wouldn't recommend that for more complex issues.
Well, Jamie, I know in your situation, you just went ahead and paid the tax owing at the time. And I've seen a lot of clients not want to pay.
Yeah.
Right? And they want to go and fight. So is that recommended? Obviously, you're going to incur interest. You didn't know what the outcome was going to be. So would you give us a couple kind of tips on what you would do through that process?
Yeah, always pay, period. You know, no matter what. There's no downside in paying because if you win, you're going to get your money back, and you can get your money back with interest. And the interest they're paying is the prescribed rate plus 2%. So the prescribed rate is about to jump up, I believe, to 3% in a few days, you know, at the beginning of the month. And effectively, you're going to be at a 3% plus 2% is a 5% rate of return. I mean, that's pretty good refund interest, right? So I think it's a good idea that if you can afford to do it, if you get assessed, you should pay, then object to keep your legal rights open. But otherwise, the problem with that not paying is that if you ultimately lose or you're not completely successful, the arrears interest is the prescribed rate plus 4%, and that's non-deductible. So, you know, we're looking at a 7% arrears interest charge, right? And that's non-deductible. So you're going to get a rate of return of 15% if you're in the top bracket or so, to just to break even on the interest. So always pay it. Good messaging.
Jamie, that was a great piece of advice on paying it. But there's a piece that you did that I think some Canadians don't do is the record keeping that you had. You had every single bill uploaded to the cloud. So let's give two tips to our viewers and listeners about what should they do in order to keep track of everything so that in the event they get assessed, audited, whatever it may be, they're ready to go.
So it's very, very important, especially if you're a business owner or you're claiming expenses for any type of business for tax purposes, that you want meticulous records. And I used to keep everything in filing cabinets. About 3 years ago, just before the pandemic, I moved everything virtually. I use you know, a third-party cloud service. I use you know, Microsoft OneDrive. And every single month that I get a bill, because I get all my bills electronically, no more paper bills anymore in the mail, I just spend 30 seconds when the email comes in to take a quick look at the bill, make sure it's sort of reasonable. And then I just save it in a folder on the cloud called bills. And I have subcategories, one for gas, one for electric, one for... Not that you're ever going to look at this unless you have to look at this. So I think it's good advice. I do this with all my bank statements, my brokerage statements, everything you get electronically, tax returns, notice of assessment. I have absolutely everything stored online. Within a couple minutes, I could find you anything in the last 3 years. It's all organized. It's all there in PDF. And it came in very, very handy when it came to a CRA audit.
Some great advice from a man who fought the CRA and won, Jamie Goldenbeck, Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC. Jamie, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
You know, tax is a big, big concern for many Canadians. It is one of the biggest expenses you're going to have as you go through retirement. And so we're going to address how do you actually have a proper tax strategy in your retirement plan. And that will be on Tuesday, October 25th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. you know, there's a lot of concerns about what happened in the markets over the last week or two. A lot of volatility. What do you do? How do you handle your portfolio? Join us after the break here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.